This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
Welcome back to the Team Builders Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and along with my two wonderful co-directors, Jerry and Stephen, this podcast explores excellence and high performance in teams and the way in which team building and engagement can positively impact on that pursuit. We bring over 20 years of team building experience, delivering hundreds of corporate team engagements every year across the UK and beyond. If you're looking for practical insights and inspiration to help you build a stronger team, you've come to the right place.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Stephen, Jerry, we are back with this episode of the Team Builders Podcast. How are you both keeping this fine day?
Yes, in great form, Jonathan. I hit the glutes again today with weights, not just but I've leveled up. I've gone from body weight to actual weight.
Oh, so we can see the full perky bum is coming.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I need it in my prime.
It's been some time in the making. Stephen, how you keeping, mate?
Jonathan, feeling good. Sitting here in my new Salomon trainers.
Oh, they're beauties as well.
They are absolute spankers.
Yeah, they are for the mountains, for sure.
For sure.
Gents, listen, I thought I'd do something a little bit different today. I know we normally have maybe a guest on. Sometimes we, you know, talk about particular parts or events that are popular just now. However, I wanted to mix it up, and I'm going to go for a Would You Rather challenge. Yeah, so, yeah. I have...
Can we ask the questions?
Correct. And I have sequestered the help of our wonderful producer, Mr. John McNally, who you may have heard in a previous episode. He has put together for me a range of random would you rather questions. I hope most of them are event related. Some of them may not be, but we'll just go with it. We're going to pick out of a bucket. We will ask each other. We will go straight in. It's a straight in question answer. It's supposed to be quick fire, so we'll see how we get on.
Is there any, like, you know, can you pass? Can you make up your own?
Can we phone a friend?
Can you phone a friend?
We're going to have to call on our producer, John, for the answer for the rules. John, any thoughts on what we should do with the rules?
Make it up as you go along.
Thanks, John. That's how you've made your career, mate. I appreciate that.
Legendary.
Power enough.
Okay, so I won't go first. I think I'll pass the bucket down the line. There's about 50 questions in here, so I don't expect us to do them all, but we'll pick out the random ones and go for it. So.
Okay. Gentlemen, that was my career voice.
That was good.
Would you rather have a client with a strict brief or one who says, surprise us?
Oh, love it.
Stephen, you first.
Okay, straight in. I don't like surprises. I like good surprises, but not bad surprises. And I don't want to run an event for a client and without knowing what they really want to get out of it, because what I might do may be completely left field, off-piste for them. And you're not going to know that until after the event. So I'd rather have a pretty tight brief. Yes, there's flexibility according to your personality and according to the audience reaction and what the team actually enjoy and get out of it and want to stretch their own comfort zones. But I like a pretty tight brief, to be fair.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Jonathan.
Now, I'm going to look at this question from a slightly different angle.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, because it's a would you rather.
It's okay. A would you rather.
So for me, I find that the more often we work with a particular customer, the more relaxed they are about what they expect from us, because they know what they get every time. So I'm thinking if they come to the phone and go, hey, surprises, that's pretty much because we've already nailed it for them 3, 4, 5 years in a row. Yep. So I'm going to go with the surprise us thing.
Nice.
Now, obviously, I'd like to give them some concept of what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
We won't bring in like the Magic Mike tribute act.
Well, the question didn't say surprises on the day.
Yeah, so, yeah, that was something. Yeah.
So not turn up, yeah. Surprise!
Yeah, but to be fair, I like that thought, because therefore they have more comfort in what we do. Obviously, I always like to make sure that we deliver on what they're looking for, and I think that we can bring a little bit of that feel off. Hey, what kind of options you have? Here's my ideas. Let's go.
Brilliant.
Well, it's not a competition, but Jonathan, you're winning.
Yeah. Right. I thought I was going to have to say your turn was good.
Yeah.
I quite enjoyed this presenter thing, Jonathan.
Yeah, okay. Well, do you want to dish it down the line?
I'll pass it along.
Yeah, Stephen, you're picking up next.
Okay. It's a big bucket, Stephen.
Nice. Are we sitting comfortably?
Yeah.
Then I'll begin. That's my Jack and Horry voice. Okay, chaps. Would you rather run the same event 10 times in a row or a brand new one each time with no preparation? And I'll direct my question at Jerry.
The no preparation thing sounds panicky.
That's a stinker. I'm going to take the view. Oh, I don't know. It's such a hard one. I love on the spot stuff. I'm going to go with the same event 10 times over, because I think I could perfect it and get it better. And by the third or fourth person, we could even create a new event out of that original event.
Yeah. Jerry, you're definitely a process improvement kind of guy too. So you would love you would love making it better each time. I can feel that coming. If I'm answering, I'd probably have to go the same. I think throwing in, you know, something new every time. I like again the thought process that we can continue to perfect or continue to improve upon the experience that we deliver. So I think the more often that we get to do that, and in our real working life, we never take something to market and turn up and go, hey, first time we're ever gonna do it. We have practiced, or we have like thought about the delivery internally multiple times before we ever get it out there.
Yep.
So I think, you know, has to be that. have to be somewhat professional here. Yeah. So that's the answer that I'm going with.
Thank God I answered that one.
Yeah. Nice.
Pass on the
bucket. That's right here. Okay, I'm on the bucket now. I'm going to dig deep for this one. Let me see. Your new quizmaster, Jonathan, is asking this question. I put the bucket down again. I realise I stepped away from the microphone. My skills need some effort. This is me unwrapping the paper. All right. I'm going to go with Jerry first. Would you rather do a team building with a brand newly formed team, like they got together today?
Understood.
Or would you rather do it with one that has worked together successfully for 10 years?
Oh, the demands on both are huge.
Yes.
Okay, I go with a newly formed team.
Okay.
Newly formed team. I think, I'm hoping that they would be malleable. They would be open to listening, taking on some of my vast experience, and then I could help coach them through to a good end goal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be afraid of the other one, though, to be fair.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's a quiz. I go with the first one.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Stephen, what about you?
I would concur with my colleague. I would definitely say the newly formed team, because I'd like to grow with their success. And I wouldn't want any preconceived ideas about what their ambitions were or about what they could achieve as a team. You know, it's a blank sheet for me, and they could achieve huge things. In the same way that some companies have gone from absolute zero to hero in the blink of an eye, realistically, because they've had an open goal to do whatever they want in their workplace and conquer the world, whatever their sector is.
Yeah, nice. Good responses, boys. I think, they came across well.
Yeah, they're tough questions.
Hey, nailed it, yeah. I reckon we're one round in. I think we'll do one more round, will we? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Three more questions, one question each, one more round. Jerry, I'm passing the bucket to you. Here it comes.
Pass the bucket.
If inside this bucket it doesn't say, would you rather fight a crocodile or 10 chickens?
I'm picking the chickens.
Who haven't fed themselves.
Yeah.
I'd be disappointed. Okay, Jonathan will have to go first.
All right.
Would you rather deliver an event for your closest friends or for your children?
Oh.
Now, granted that your children are, you know, 3 and just past 1.
Yeah.
We could maybe pretend they're 10
and
10.
Yes, I got you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good question.
Good question.
Do you know what? I actually often think about this because, you know yourself, I think we're showmen at heart, and often at family gatherings we like to do things for our families. I'm sure we all do that, you know, we run the odd quiz. They are by far the toughest customers that I ever work for, you know. You're always most nervous about those. You put in more time into organising them, and you know, my mum said to me, just organise something, that'll be fine, and they'll be, and then 10 minutes and I'm thinking, oh my word, this is panicky. I'd probably rather do it for my closest friends. I think I'd maybe get a little bit more of a bit more leeway than, you know, family or children. I think that's probably the tougher one. So I will go for it. I would rather run an event for my closest friends and hope that I don't get slagged off.
And hopefully your family are in your friendship groups because they'll be kidding.
Yeah, they can all join.
Or were you saying that you wouldn't do it for your family, but you'd do it for your friends?
That's a different question.
Yeah.
I'll postpone that and give that one to Stephen.
Pass to Stephen.
I think I would choose my children because I could charge them more. All my children are in gainful employment and they're probably listening to this podcast right now and there are no mates rates. But also, I do think I like my friends, of course, but I love my children. And also, I think I like to do some crazy stuff for and with my children, and they really appreciate that. And I think it's nice for them to enjoy some of the fruits of our labours as they get older and we get older, so they can probably benefit from some of the crazy things we've been involved with, some of the assets that we've got that we can roll out to deliver some nice things for them, whether it be for their birthday parties or Christmas celebrations or whatever it might be. And it's nice to show off in front of your children.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes they're too cool for school, I'm sure deep down inside they think, boys have done good.
Yeah. Great answers, boys. Okay, pass the bucket.
Okay, here we go. Anyway. Okay, gentlemen, here is the question. The bucket is being removed. Would you rather plan an event full of tech or one where nobody had access to tech or the internet? And I'll throw my question directly at yourself, Jonathan.
Yes, okay, good question. Obviously, there are two sides to that story. I know that some people can sometimes be nervous when tech is in part of an event because they think, oh, what if the internet doesn't work, or, you know, what if we don't, you know, have everything that we need? Listen, the way the world is going and continue to go, we have a huge amount of tech-based events now. We are enormously proud and certain of the testing that we do with those. We're always prepped when we go. I think undoubtedly the tech element adds something new, different, unique, sexy, for want of a better word, whenever you get the VR head mask, whatever. So I'm all in on the tech. I know for some people it might bring some nervousness, but for me it doesn't. We are always fully prepped and ready to go with the tech side of things, and I think that it really can add huge diversity and engagement to an event in a really unique, fun and different way.
I think you are right, and my reasoning is slightly different. because we wouldn't even be able to have a TV, because these days TV is tech. And I think being an older, slightly older, a majority and a huge amount of the workforce is evolved around tech. Their businesses evolve around tech. And I think we would have a greater impact and a greater buy-in with the tech. So I don't turn my back on it. I love doing some of the events that we do, which the big picture is one, which has got zero tech, apart from perhaps a presentation. But after that, you're using paintbrushes and your imagination. They are wonderful to do. But with the question, I'm going to go with tech.
Nice. I'm all in about that. Oh. Okay, I've got time for one final question. All right, I'm going to whirl around here.
Deep into the bucket.
Pick a good one. Yeah. Okay. This is a serious one again. Would you rather deliver a session where the team is clearly divided or one where they are already a well-oiled machine? Stephen, I'm going to come to you with that one, my friend.
I love argy-bargy, and I love a team that's clearly divided. And that's usually a team that's disparate, probably operational, marketing, yeah, sales, et cetera, et cetera. And they forget that the fight isn't in this room, the fight is out there. And they have to work together with one vision so they can achieve success. I don't know any team that doesn't want to become better and for people to maintain their job, retain their job, and grow with the company. I've never met any team that has wanted to deliberately sabotage their own organization and sabotage their own life. So I like it when teams aren't all singing off the same hymn sheet, and hopefully with some of our events, gamification exercises, and collaboration tasks, we can show them that not everyone has to have the same answer, but together we can solve problems that will make ourselves and the team better. And usually it's very simple things, just like simple basic communication and following a process and also reflecting on what we did well and how we can bring that back into the workplace. So I love that opportunity. And Jerry and I and yourself, John, I know we've worked with companies who have said, we're struggling in our organization for whatever reason, and we can satisfy that with a simple task which might only last half an hour, 1 hour, 90 minutes, and they're a better team because of it.
Love it. That's some answer.
Yeah, it's a great answer.
He killed it.
I would say it is amazing to work with a well-oiled machine. You see new ways of doing things because obviously it has to be done better. But I have to lean towards Stevens as well. I would rather deliver a session where there's a clear divide. These answers probably show how in sync us we are.
Anyway,
We might need to throw a diversity in there to give it another point of view. But I think working with divided is good for all of the reasons that Stephen said. And it is personally a challenge for me when I'm in the room in that situation. You have to be at your peak. Yep. You have to be a confidant. You have to be authoritative. And you have to be empowered as well as empathetic. And there's some of those skills don't come easy. So to dig into those, I think that would be the reason why I would opt to do a clearly divided team.
Love it.
But love being part of the people that are just amazing.
Yeah, when you see that they're on form,
And then we often call each other and go, that team were like...
Yeah, they were cooking.
Yeah, they were great. So kudos to them. And they probably got there because they do more work, more team building work than the others did.
Gents, some great answer today. Thank you very much. Jerry, I know you're desperate for the fun question. So I'm going to add one in. 6 feet of water in all directions. Great white shark.
Yep.
10 feet long in the water. 9 feet tall polar bear out of the water.
Yep.
Who wins in a fight to the death?
I have the answer.
Yep.
The Lone Ranger. Because the Lone Ranger never loses.
What's the other animal?
So polar bear.
Yeah.
9 feet tall. Great white shark. 10 feet long.
Is the polar bear white?
Polar bear's white.
Okay. So he's in season. If he was grey, he'd be just having a sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's like a Harvard University question. Yeah. Either that or it's a stupid question. But I like it. You want the fun one, Jerry.
Yeah. I'm leaning towards the Lone Ranger. it's a tough one, John.
Jerry's stressed him out.
The question about the events were a lot easier.
I think it's polar bear, but he's a good... I'm going to go polar bear.
Team polar bear for Jerry. Stephen? Yeah.
Shark.
Oh, Team Shark for Steven.
Polar Bear's got a lot of leverage.
Yeah, there's a lot of power.
Polar Bear.
Yeah, but Team Polar Bear.
Shark attack.
Yeah. Team Shark. Okay.
And maybe next week we could debate it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I, for my own self, I'm Team Polar Bear.
Yes.
I think from the power over the top, that's what gets it. Yeah. That was my fun one. Hopefully that brought some jovialness to the end of the challenge. Nice. Folks, thanks very much for your average today. Good answers all round. Hope you learned something about our thoughts on the type of events that we would rather deliver. Certainly, we'd love to hear from you about the ones that you love when we get to deliver them for you. Brilliant. Stephen, Jerry, thanks so much today. Great to have you both, and we'll catch you again soon.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah, all right, peace out.
Yeah, bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening to that episode of the Team Builders Podcast. For more insights, ideas, and inspiration, head to teamchallenge-company.co.uk. Or follow us on social media. We would love to engage with you there. For everything else, we look forward to catching you again on the Team Builders Podcast.